Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think there's an element of racism every time people claim the first black president doesn't love this country. Perry comes from the radical country club that loves to remind white America President Obama is other, not like you. Perry also wants you to know that he's pro-business.
I am a pro-business governor. I don't make any apologies about it, and I will be a pro-business president. Getting America back to work is the most important issue that faces this country. Being able to pay off $14.5 or $16 trillion worth of debt, that big black cloud that hangs over America.
That black cloud Perry is talking about is President Barack Obama.
Ed Schultz is getting a little carried away with himself here. That was him painting Texas Governor Rick Perry as a racist. Turns out Ed had the Perry clip edited, so you didn't hear the entire thing, making it sound like a racist comment, and it wasn't. And when he was called on it, Ed Schultz confessed on his MSNBC program they had edited the audio, and they ought not to have done it. He doesn't apologize for making the comment that Perry is a racist. Whether he is or he isn't, I guess, remains a question, but he certainly was abused there, and I'm no Rick Perry fan. Actually, I'm a fan of Ed Schultz's, but I think he's getting up for whatever the reason, who knows. He painted himself into a corner a few months ago with his Laura Ingraham comment, and now he sort of does the same thing. Surprised that the editors wouldn't have gotten that, the people who were, he's not sitting there in the editing room doing it himself. He's asking somebody to get it done. He does a nightly show on MSNBC and a daily radio program for those who may not know it. And he's a progressive from North Dakota, has quite a reputation, was at one point in time thought to be a candidate for governor of North Dakota and also a senator. He's a good guy. I love him and his wife, but a little over the top here a couple of times. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Comments encouraged at 800-510-8255. For those of you who are in Fargo listening on the flag, what say you about Ed Schultz? Here he is. Here's Schultz playing sort of the apologist.
We played a clip of Governor Perry talking about the debt being a black cloud over this country. We did not present the full context of those statements, and we should have. Here's the full clip. Let's get it right. Here's the full clip.
I'm a pro-business governor. I don't make any apologies about it, and I will be a pro-business president. Getting America back to work is the most important issue that faces this country. Being able to pay off $14.5 or $16 trillion worth of debt, that big black cloud that hangs over America, that debt that is so monstrous, there's only one way you get rid of it that's practical, that makes sense, and that is to free up America, free up American entrepreneurs.
No doubt about it, it was a mistake, and we regret the error. On this particular statement, we should not have included it in our coverage of his overheated rhetoric. That's our mistake.
All right, so there's Ed Schultz, 800-510-8255, admitting a mistake. It was not a mistake. It was purposeful. He knew it, and so did the people on his staff and the other people who knew what had been said. That's why he got caught sort of with his pants down there. Could be sort of an outrage for the Republicans, if you want to spin it that way. It doesn't seem Rush says something stupid all the time or outrageous or whatever, and he gets a lot of publicity. So Schultz's idea was to become the Limbaugh of the left. Limbaugh quickly became a trending topic on most social media after he made a comment about the new Oreo cookie, which he called Obamios, remember? That
Kraft Foods is going to launch a new Oreo. Whoa, you ought to see, that got Snurgly's attention. It's a triple-double Oreo.
How do you like Oreos? Is that...
Well, it, what is going to be here, it's actually a biracial cookie. You've got three of the chocolate wafers, and then you've got the white vanilla the cream, and then there's a chocolate cream. So you got, so you've got three, the stuff, the thing is this Oreo on it, the wafer, and then you got the white cream, and you got another chocolate wafer, then you got the chocolate cream, and then you got the bottom wafer. The triple-double Oreo. You wait, it isn't going to be long before it's going to be called the Orbamio or something like this. Well, it's a biracial cookie here. And this story is from the Chicago Tribune, and it's all about Kraft juicing up its investment in the Oreo in recent years. Legitimate business. Do I know you get Oreos and ice cream? Yeah, I know that. I don't. I'm not a big ice cream fan, but I know that you can do that. I know that you can get. You know what? Remember the other day, McDonald's. You know these. What are they called? Rolos. These caramel things that come in a roll that you get. McDonald's is putting those in their soft ice cream or shakes or whatever. I saw that the other day. Yeah. In the midst of all this talk of obesity and, I mean, for every time Michelle Obama goes out there and starts talking about healthful eating, the food industry responds with, oh, yeah, take this. And Kraft comes up with the Orbamio, the triple-double dipper.
All right, so who's going to throw the first pitch here? Who's more outrageous, Schultz and his comments and the phony editing, or Limbaugh and his comments about the Obamio? It's a part of, this is, again, people who tell you they get all their news by listening to people talking on the radio are kind of foolish, don't you think? Maybe making news, that's what that's all about, and making money. That's what those guys are supposed to be doing, getting an audience so that advertisers will advertise. The problem is it takes a special kind of advertiser. Oftentimes, somebody who's agreeing with the points made by the host, that's one of the things that you consider. And that's why many of these public, these activist groups, these publicly loud groups that protest this, that, and the other thing, go after the advertisers, especially in the case of Limbaugh, where he's on so many what the agencies call do not buy lists. And Schultz is too now. They have to go find their own sort of advertising support. And to be sure, Limbaugh has plenty of it because he himself made, I think, 54 or something like that, $54 million last year. And he has a one-third share in whatever the income is. So that program took in $150 million, plus or minus. That's a lot of advertiser support at $6,000 or $7,000 a commercial. So you figure it all out. And you see that there are a lot of people who like what Rush Limbaugh says. He gets an audience. Yep. But do you think that the people who advertise in that environment, you think about especially the endorsement spots that he does, commercials that he reads himself or talks about products himself, those are people who are, for the most part, subscribing to his point of view. And right or wrong, that's something that you ought to know. And that's why some of these people go after the advertisers, because they know that that's what the advertiser, they're supporting Limbaugh because they agree with his point of view. I don't know that you'll hear Kraft advertising their new triple-double whatever cookie. 800-510-8255. So that's that story. Pretty interesting way to get started this hour of our countdown. Focus on the candidates. Rick Perry is in the spotlight, and that comes up pretty quickly here on the countdown.
Ray, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with SafeLight's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins, and we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace. There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
"I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From affiliate WDEL, Alan Laudell does some fact-checking on Rick Perry.
It's not a slam dunk in either direction. You guys did find a lot that was partially correct, nearly wholly correct, or, well, not so correct.
You bet. In fact, Rick Perry has been great for the Truth-O-Meter on PolitiFact, Alan, because we have partners in Texas at the Austin American Statesman who have been fact-checking him now for more than a year. They run PolitiFact Texas, and you're right, they have found quite a mix. You know, he talks about the jobs in Texas, having big gains in jobs, and the Texas leading the nation in jobs created in last year. He said Texas added more jobs in 2010 than any other state, and we rated that true. He's right.
Of course, the critics come back and talk about the quality of the jobs and how many are minimum wage jobs. And, of course, some of that becomes a little bit more subjective, especially when you talk about quality.
Well, it does become subjective, but we have fact-checked some of the things the critics have said. The most vocal critic in the past few days has been Lloyd Doggett, the Democratic congressman. He made a claim that 25 states have lower unemployment than Texas. And he said that Texas is tied with Mississippi for more minimum wage jobs than anywhere in the United States. And we checked that out, and we rated that true also. So, you know, there's truth on both sides here. Perry is right that there have been big job gains in Texas, particularly because of growth of the oil and gas industry. But the critics also have a point that, these are not erasing Texas's unemployment problem.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the candidates are the focus here on the countdown. We stick with Rick Perry for a few more minutes. Here from ABC, George Stephanopoulos interviews Donald Trump, and he asks him his opinion of Rick Perry.
Trump is taking meetings with the GOP field. The website Should Trump Run is still going strong, and the Tea Party favorite is tougher than ever on President Obama. And as you'll see, he's also quite taken with the newest candidate in the race, Texas Governor Rick Perry.
I think he's a very impressive guy with a very good record, so it'll be interesting to see how he does under the spotlight. I think he's going to do very well.
He's already got a reputation for shooting from the hip, saying that Ben Bernanke, if he went for a quantitative easing number three, printing more money
to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treacherous or treasonous.
Do you agree with that?
Well, he's using an expression. I mean, I saw that and I...
Pretty harsh expression.
Everyone made such a big deal. It's an expression.
You don't believe that this in some way shows that he's not ready?
Oh, I think he's very ready. Hey, he's like everybody else in this country. We're all frustrated. So I think he has the right to show some emotion.
And that headline in Texas, more than a third of the jobs created in the entire country.
It's a great headline.
It's a great headline. But what about beneath it? Some people look at the record and say, it's due to population growth. These are mostly low-wage jobs. This is not a model for America.
I think at this point, America would accept anything in terms of jobs, whether it's great jobs or okay jobs. We need jobs. This country is losing its jobs to China, to India, to so many other countries.
How about Mitt Romney?
Well, I don't know him. And it's interesting. Sarah Palin called. I have a lot of respect for her. Michelle Bachmann called. She was here last week. The only one I really don't know is Mitt Romney.
He touts a background similar to yours. He says his 25 years in business are what sets him apart, and that's what America needs right now.
Well, I think that's a good point, but if you look at his record as governor, it wasn't totally stellar. His job production was not great at all. In fact, it was the third worst in the nation. There are some pretty negative things with respect to Mitt Romney, which, frankly, he's going to have to overcome.
And what do you make of Michelle Bachmann? Is she electable?
She's a great, wonderful woman. I really got to know her a couple of weeks ago, and she is just energetic, very smart. I think she is badly treated by the press, much as Sarah Palin is, in my opinion.
That Newsweek cover?
I thought the Newsweek cover was a disgrace.
More than half of the country today says they're willing to consider a third-party candidate for president. I was talking to Mayor Bloomberg last week. He says it doesn't matter. The system is rigged. An independent cannot win. Do you agree?
I think it would be difficult to win, but the way the system is right now, with the Republicans, everybody hates them. With the Democrats, everybody hates them. With a president who's doing a horrible job and his ratings are very low, I feel that an independent candidate could actually win.
Hard to win in the Electoral College.
If the right person ran, like Trump, if the right person ran, I believe that candidate could win.
All right, like Trump. That is so much like Trump. 800-510-8255 on lots of different things. Don, in Jacksonville, Florida, you're on the countdown right now, so please go ahead.
Hey, Doug. I think this whole comment about the black cloud, I think it's just the phrase black sheep. I've been blackballed. It's just, I don't think it had anything to do with Obama.
Well, the outrageous part of that, for those of you who aren't haven't been listening for a little bit, Limbaugh talking about the new Oreo, calling it the Obamio. That's pointed. There are a lot of people who are ultra sensitive to the point of being ridiculous. Any comment that you make that has black attached to it, they take offense to, which shows you how silly some of this stuff gets. But you know what Limbaugh was trying to prove with that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Also, if you recall about 2 years ago when you had Harry Reid saying that Obama can turn on and off his Negro dialect, and nothing was ever made about that.
No,
that
because,
was ridiculous.
Right. I mean, that's but. Harry Reid is pretty ridiculous, except he's in a pretty powerful position, so his ridiculousness gets underscored. Good comments, Don. Thank you for calling the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Do you know someone who's having a birthday this month? Don't let the date sneak up and catch you unprepared. Have ProFlowers send beautiful birthday flowers. They make flower deliveries easy and affordable. And get this incredible radio special. Yours right now. 100 stunning birthday blooms plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Play it smart. Go online to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HURRY. Why overpay at a florist when you can get huge savings on one full 100 stunning birthday blooms for just $19.99 at ProFlowers. They'll even throw in a free vase. With a deal like this, you can take care of all the important people in your life and schedule that special birthday delivery weeks in advance. But hurry, this $19.99 birthday deal won't last forever, and the only way to get it is to go to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HURRY. One more time, write it down. ProFlowers.com. Secret code HURRY. Got it? ProFlowers.com. Secret code HURRY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Continuing on now with our overview of what's going on in the world of information, spoken word formatics on the radio and television. Yeah, this is about talk radio, the issues of the day, the events of the day, and the presidential race front and center with the political talk radio shows anyway. Here is an example of that is radio host Chad Hartman talking about Michelle Bachmann. Ms. Bachmann seems to have picked the answer, what the people want, quote unquote, as her go-to response now to almost every single question she's asked.
She's more polished in these national interviews now than she used to be before, but she still so wants to stay on message, and the message is Obama screwed the whole thing up. It's Obama's fault on the economy. It's Obama's fault on tax cuts. It's Obama's fault on entitlements. It's Obama's fault on debt ceiling. So she just has to circle back, but in all sincerity, she's going to go back and say this is what the people wanted, then let's not elect a single person to Congress. Let's not have a president. Let's not have a vice president. Let's just, every day, let's just have a different issue. Today, we're going to talk about immigration. And then we'll, at 5 o'clock, if we get done with work, if you have a traditional job, you go vote on it. And tomorrow, it'll be gay marriage. It's what the people want. No, we have representative democracy. We vote on our state senators, which she once was, state reps, congressmen, senators, president. We send you there for 2, 4, 6 years, and we're expecting you to make decisions. And yes, absolutely, you listen to emails and tweets and Facebook pages and feedback from your constituents, but to act like, well, I'm not going to listen to the financial experts, including many people within her own party who said we cannot do this. Rick Santorum in that debate Thursday, Rick Santorum, who can't stand the policies of Barack Obama, is lecturing her on you can't go anywhere near this. But she is. This is a top five all-time pandering answer. Top five all-time pandering answer. I'm not going to vote for the debt ceiling because the public wasn't for it. First of all, the polls were all over the place on it. Most of us don't understand the permutations of the debt ceiling, but we do get the intellectual depth of some of the people saying, we can't go anywhere near this. And because we just dipped our toe into solving an issue more significantly with a combination of a lot of things. That's why the markets were all over the place. But this idea that the people were against it, so that's why I feel more verified about how I voted. At least Huntsman showed a little backbone during that debate when he stood up there and said, I'm going to support John Boehner. Because John Boehner, because the Tea Party was so strong on it, John Boehner won. He suggested in one interview 98% of what he wanted. I don't know if it was that high, but it was pretty darn high. So Huntsman is saying something else, but it just has to be towards the public. Just got to kiss up to you. And so, and she's doing it.
It's called pandering. Michelle Bachmann is a panderer. 800-510-8255. Most of you know who listen to this program with regularity since we started talking about some of these candidates that I've been pretty negative about, Michelle Bachmann. And here's an example of why. You may have heard the story about this latest mistake. She is acknowledging Elvis. Well, I almost did it myself. The anniversary of his passing was a couple of days ago. Here's what she said when she got off the bus.
Let's all say happy birthday to Elvis Presley today. Happy birthday. We played you a little bit of Promised Land when we pulled up. You can't do better than Elvis Presley. And we thought we'd celebrate his birthday as we get started the celebrating Take Our Country Back Tour.
All right. To be fair, most politicians, this is nerve-wracking stuff. Getting on the stage in front of all these people, if you're not used to it, is tough. If you're not an entertainer, per se, if you're not Johnny Carson or Jay Leno or any number of people, Ryan Seacrest, I suppose, another, you know, the people that get in front of masses of people, and there's a little stage fright. So you got to give them some room. But Michelle Bachmann keeps making these sorts of mistakes, and of course they're easy to pick up on, and people get a chuckle out of them. It's a joke for a late night talk show. As a matter of fact, I think we have, Michael, the joke that is the basic focus is what she just said.
Today, Michelle Bachmann wished Elvis Presley a happy birthday, even though today is the anniversary of his death. Oops. That's true. When told about the mistake, Bachmann said, my apologies to not only Elvis, but the entire Costello family.
Okay. Point made. 800-510-8255. But again, you go back to the Obama campaign. Michael, I don't know if you found any of that audio or not. The quotes, the things that he said, like I visited all 57 states, stuff like that. Have you got anything that goes back to
the Gulf? Before most of these talking heads were even paying attention to the Gulf. A month ago, I was meeting with fishermen down there, standing in the rain, talking about what a potential crisis this could be. And I don't sit around just talking to experts because this is a college seminar. We talk to these folks because they potentially have the best answers, so I know who's ass to kick.
Oh, boy, so kick her ass.
Orion Energy Systems is a perfect example, which Neil Verfer, did I say that, Neil, properly?
Sir.
That you right there? Okay. Neil just spoke to you about this. Orion employs more than 250 people providing energy-saving lighting to Fortune 500 companies.
Right, I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
Okay. He's just, I mean, when you get onto the campaign trail, I'm no apologist again, but you get on the campaign trail and spend as much time. Sometimes people are going 20 hours plus a day. They get tired, worn out, and they say things that are foolish. And so I give all of them a little slack. It's tough stuff. Meanwhile, some people are not happy with my comments about Michelle Bachmann. Here's somebody who sent me the following note. Doug at DougStephan.com, by the way, is the email address. Michelle Bachmann, not my first choice, but here's why listeners are upset with you. Her ability to get a master's degree in taxes, take care of 5 children and 23 foster children, not consistent with an IQ issue. I have if she doesn't have a flat IQ, she's not good at expressing herself. That's been my point. She does have a Doctor of Jurisprudence that has a law degree from Oral Roberts University. She has a master's degree in tax law from William & Mary School of Law. She worked for the IRS in the 80s and 90s. She left the IRS after she had her fourth child, has five children, and took care, as I say, of 23 with her husband. So I understand you can be upset with me. I express my opinion. You express your opinion. I think that what bothers me, here's what really, the people that represent you, it would seem to me, need to have some ability to express themselves and have some credibility. As a congressperson, you don't have the same stage needs as you do the presidency. It's different. And I just don't think she has it. And I will stick by that because she hasn't said anything lately that makes me think any different of her, although I do think we all give all of them a little bit of extra room. People like Perry, you can drill down into what he's all about. He's a big phony, and you can see that. I don't know that I've said that Michelle Bachmann is a phony. I don't think she is. I think she's pretty true to herself. I just don't think that she's presidential material. And the fact that we have so many people that we're not excited about shows you how tough it is to get people to run for this job, because it is pretty thankless. And you get blamed for everything, as has been the suggestion. Obama, is he at fault when it comes to every problem we have? No. The whole system is at fault, and that in part ought to be what Trump said it a few minutes ago. We're talking about the independent candidate. People don't like the Democrats. People don't like the Republicans. I mean, we're talking about 84, 85, 86% of you say you don't like either party. You don't like the party system. So if that's the case, why aren't we changing it? Why aren't we demanding a change? Why aren't we voting for a change? Why don't we figure out how to have a change? There are two or three of these groups like Votocracy that are around now that are focused on getting away from the party system. As the news media is your enemy, so is the party system. It is not aimed at helping you out. It's aimed at helping them out. Thus, the goal by both Republican and Democratic national committees to raise $1 billion apiece for the election cycle between now and a year from November. $1 billion they want to take out of the economy so they can promote their stuff and their candidates. That is a sickness. That's a cancer. That's a blight. That is the problem. So maybe just stand back a little bit looking at these candidates. The news media does a bad job for the most part. They're the other enemy. The parties are your enemy, and the news media is your enemy. Maybe not so much these candidates. What say you about that? Dayton and Albany and other folks listening in Fresno and Grand Rapids and Allentown, areas around the country where you can hear the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." "That's not an important letter, I guess."
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
800-510-8255 connects you to the countdown. The Ron Paul situation. Why is everybody ignoring him? If you haven't seen it yet, check out the story and the video from Jon Stewart on The Daily Show about the way the news media is going out of their way to dismiss Ron Paul, ignore Ron Paul, even though he nearly beat Michelle Bachmann in the Iowa straw poll. That story is front and center at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, Larry Kudlow talked to Ron Paul about Rick Perry's comments regarding the Fed.
I want to get your take on what Governor Rick Perry said, almost treacherous or treasonous, regarding Ben Bernanke. What's your thoughts, sir?
Well, those were pretty strong words, but you know, the founders felt pretty strongly about counterfeiting. I wouldn't call it treasonous, but I would call what our Federal Reserve does morally equivalent to counterfeiting, because they create money out of thin air and they give us our problems. You know, in 1792, when they had the first coinage act, they thought so thought so strongly about this issue, they invoked the death penalty for people who would counterfeit. So they don't like, they never liked this idea of counterfeiting, and they did not believe we had the right to admit bills of credit. So I like this issue. To me, the fascinating thing is that, you know, the governor comes into the race, he gets a lot of attention, and on the first day out, I mean, they're asking about the Federal Reserve. This hasn't been done maybe ever. So I would say
monetary policy is front and center in this presidential race, which is probably where it ought to be. Now, you, sir, have always been a strong opponent of devaluation and money printing. Is Governor Rick Perry onto something here?
Well, I think politically he's pretty astute. You know, he came out for secession too when he had a Tea Party candidate running against him. So no, he's pretty good. But I have no idea what his monetary policies issues are. You know, what his real principles are. But I do know that the fact that he came out and didn't say, "Hey, lay off the Fed. Fed's my friend," which means it's a turning on this whole issue of monetary policy. And you're right. I was motivated in the 1970s. Because the handwriting was written on the wall for me 40 years ago, and we just sort of celebrated that date 40 years ago when the Bretton Woods ended. So that was a signal to me that the dollar was doomed. And just look now, it used to be 1/35th of an ounce of gold, now it's almost 1/1800th of an ounce of gold. So we have a very weak currency, and Larry, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You need strong currency. This whole idea that a weak currency is healthy for the economy. You need a strong currency, but you need to invite capital. If you're not going to allow the press to mess up the deal with capital and pretend they can get capital out of the printing press, you got to get our capital back home, which means you got to get rid of these taxes on capital. And then I think we could thrive again, but we're not on the verge of doing it, but I think we're going in the right direction.
Don't ignore Ron Paul, the message. Check it out again. Story front and center in the headlines section at DougStephan.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is heard coast to coast on great radio stations like KWAM in Memphis, WAPI in Birmingham, WIRD in Greenville, South Carolina, and also around the world on DougStephan.com. Thank you for being there. We continue on with the countdown now and a focus on the economy here, and a bit on radio, the Talk Radio Countdown program, and others like it. Some interesting new research that makes good water cooler conversation. A study by Knowledge Networks that suggests that people do a lot of different things in terms of how they use the media, with the exception of radio. Radio listening has the most focused attention of all the major media. About 2 out of every 3 minutes that you as an adult spend with the Internet is spent with other media, while only about 2 or less minutes out of 10 of radio listening is shared with other media. Interesting that it gets drilled down that people know that much about you and your habits, but that's the way it is. That's how research works. This is big business. Back speaking to business in terms of the economy and people talking about it on some of the money programs, the money stations, the business talk radio stations, their hosts like Chuck Custer here talking to financial analyst Steve Boucher about the roller coaster ride last week in the markets.
You know, we've had a chance to kind of process last week's wild volatility. How are you feeling about the market this week?
Actually, I'm getting paid to make those difficult decisions that investors can't make for themselves. In a way, I'm a little giddy because I always look at volatility as an opportunity to take advantage of things that maybe were too expensive before. And as we look at some of the areas of the stock market, Chuck, I mean, there's some great investments out there that are very undervalued. You're getting a good dividend, and long term, not a day or a week, but a year, 3 years, 5 years from now, I think they're going to look very nice in a portfolio. The other side of the coin, the economy, jobs, that's where all the worries are.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think of the next the second half of this year? Do you feel optimistic, pessimistic about jobs and the economy in general?
Well, you know, I've been optimistic about jobs in the economy because the economy is getting better, ever be it so slowly, and we are adding more people on the payrolls, not as many as Wall Street would like to see. So as long as that trend keeps going, fundamentally, corporate balance sheets are very healthy, and the economy is chugging along. So that means that's good news for stocks over the long haul. It's just a slow pattern. It's not a fast recovery that we're seeing.
Huh. All right. Some interesting food for thought there, Steve Boucher. Now, here's another host named Ray Appleton talking to Andrea Combs, who works for MarketWatch at CBS. The focus is whether or not investors are afraid of the market.
With stocks in mind and investing and saving for the long haul, have people become very bitter about using stocks for exactly that?
I think a lot of people are really nervous about stocks, and it's, you know, it's justified. We had, the 2008 crash. We had the recent downturn with, just a few weeks ago with this amazing volatility following that. So a lot of people are really nervous. And then on top of that, you have what for a lot of people was a lost decade in stocks, 2000 to 2010, really tough times for people who are trying to, maintain and grow their savings for retirement. Because, as we all know, it's mainly on our backs now. I mean, there's Social Security, but generally there are not enough pensions to go around. And, we're all trying to just get to retirement through our own savings, and people are worried that stocks are just a risky place to be.
And some just flat won't make it, depending upon their age.
It's true. It's really true. Now, when I talk to advisors, the outlook for stocks going forward is that there will be a lower average annual return. It's not going to be what we saw, in the 90s and such. So, the outlook is not as good for stocks, but still there are not a lot of other options out there. I mean, you need a very well diversified portfolio for one. I'm not saying stocks are where you have to concentrate your money, but you do need stocks as part of a well diversified portfolio to help you overcome inflation. I mean, it's really, one risk is stock market risk. The other risk for your retirement is inflation and of course, taxes, too. All that money in your 401k is going to get taxed when you pull it out. So there are a lot of risks for people to manage. And given that, you really need to be diversified, and you need to think about having equities in your portfolio so you can get some of that market growth.
All right. So getting back to the presidential candidates for just a second, do you think any of them have the intellectual stimulation to watch some of this stuff and really make decisions based on some of the intricate knowledge that these markets require? It's a question to ask. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, produced by Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stefan, hoping that you'll be back around in our next adventure here on the Talk Radio Countdown.